At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. I've seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and Monster Quest voice, Mr. E.
Oh, and I am Jay Clone 41.
And together on site, like I already said, we're Cryptids of Corn Podcast, coming to you from Ronald McDonald Studio. We are in the lobby today, so you may hear somebody walk behind or whatever.
Yeah, we're out in the public. We're with you guys, people.
We're with the people. You know, I think half of the Ronald McDonald House now listens to Cryptids of Corn Podcast.
Nice.
I know,
a blessing in disguise.
I know a lot of the directors and stuff do, because one of them's a big UFO guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he was seeing my shirt during the eclipse and he's come up, and I'm like, that's actually us.
When we talk about this stuff.
Yeah, that's us, you know. But yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun.
Did he have any wild theories about the eclipse?
Not about the eclipse, but he had some interesting stuff about UFOs. He's definitely, I'm going to invite him on to promote Ronald McDonald when we get towards the end of our stay and everything like that.
Cool.
He's definitely much more a being visited by actual extraterrestrials guy, which is fine. It's just everybody
has been?
No, he's what he thinks. A lot of our UFOs are.
Gotcha.
But yeah, let's see. What did I want to say at the first? Getting tons of nice reviews, nice comments.
Yeah.
I don't know why. We got one person that keeps commenting about the Monster Quest voice.
Explains your
moniker. I normally do not ever give any credence to any negative or bad reviews or anything like that. I just don't care. But the one that why this makes me laugh is Monster Quest is highly successful in one of the best, you know, cryptid documentary series ever. So I just don't get why that's the insult.
Maybe he's just he's already done it. I don't know. He's used to hearing it.
And then last week you picked a fight with somebody I don't even remember.
I did?
You and Joel.
I don't remember.
Hopefully you guys caught Sasquatch and the missing man.
Yeah.
And you got to see Mr. E's appearance in it.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
That was pretty neat.
Yeah. Did you know Mr. E was in it?
I wouldn't have known if I wasn't in the group text.
Yeah, because everybody can see my disgusting house.
That's our studio.
This is the studio, which is in my house.
Yeah.
Because Tony did not let me know we were filming.
Yeah.
Two of the
At least
things.
You weren't wearing your blanket this time.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say the Miami Mall Monsters episode we did.
Yeah.
I did not know he was filming.
Well.
So I was sick, and I had a blanket like over my head. Like, I look like an old lady. Everybody else looks so professional. And
you're this old lady.
The great and powerful mysteries cuddle up in a blanket sniffling.
In your wizard robe.
Yeah. So you're going to hear over the next couple weeks a lot of mixed episodes. We were bulk recorded a whole bunch because we're still at Ronald McDonald House waiting for the twins to be born. If you guys caught up on that, you know, there's a bunch of stuff. The twins are trying to come early, so we ended up at the hospital. We've been at the hospital since March 12th.
Gosh, it
and
feels
it's
longer.
Now May.
Feels longer.
It's 2 months.
Yeah.
It's 2 months.
It's been a long 2 months.
Yeah, I've been home 6 times in 2 months.
Yeah, that's not much.
No. And it's garden every time. But no, we're going to review Encounter Quest.
All right, sweet.
I didn't get a go, but from you guys passed me around the one night on the phone. They got to talk to everybody. But no, Jay, tell us about Encounter Quest.
Well, it was a fun-filled adventure on the way there. You want me to tell, like, the whole...
Yeah, just, we got a half hour to talk about Encounter Quest.
All right, cool. So, Nelson from Flavors of the Forest, you can go to flavorsforest.com/corn and buy you some garlic dust, Bigfoot breath. It's the best garlic powder you're ever going to find, purchase, that's on the market today. You can put it in your food while you're cooking. You can put it on your food after where you're done cooking. Or you can just sprinkle it over your food for a nice little added flavor bomb to anything you're eating.
So Nelson got to come.
So Nelson flew in all the way from Oregon, picked him up from the airport.
I went down and hung out with you guys for just the night because I wasn't going to be able to go.
Right. Yep. And this is before we left for Encounter Quest. So Nelson hung out with us. That was pretty fun. And then I drove Nelson down to pick up Jake. What?
Dressel.
No, that's wrong.
It's Dressel, right?
Dressel. Yeah, you keep adding C's and K's and stuff
in
there.
I don't know where it came from originally, but now it's a gimmick.
Right, yeah, just to call him the wrong name.
But no, I'm so thankful Jake went with you. So he did an amazing job.
Jake, if you guys didn't know out there, Encounter Quest, Crypts of the Corn, emceed the entire event, which was pretty fun, but Mr. E could not be there, so Jake filled in his shoes. And I think Jake did a fantastic job. Thank you, Jake. Everyone out there seemed to give him, very positive reviews. And he's a natural public speaker. And you know what else? You know what disarmed everybody? It was Jake's hat. He had the hat. And we'll get to that later because I think the hat saved us at the very end of the adventure. So we got to Encounter Quest. We drove all the way from Ohio down to North Carolina, all three of us. In my mom's van.
The big van.
My mom's big van. It was pretty sweet, which that was a problem later, too. So we'll get to that. That coincides with the hat. So we made it to Encounter Quest. We got all set up, and we were pretty dang nervous because I had never emceed an event, and Jake's never emceed an event or represented Crypts of the Corn before. But, man, I just can't rave about how much of a natural he was. But first day, we did a foot casting class.
So you led a foot casting class,
yeah,
with Dr. Jeff Meldrum.
Well, I was gonna sneak that in there. Yeah,
sitting in the front row.
So, I mean, I didn't organize any of this stuff, correct? I mean,
yeah, no, I felt bad because this was all my doing.
Right. Yeah.
So, and you got stuck with the buck.
Right. Which was it worked out just fine. It worked out fine. So. You send me all these notes for the foot casting class. I'm like, oh, all right. I was thumbing.
You are
through
better at casting than me.
I guess. No, I have more experience.
Yeah. I did it for a job. I never was good at it.
Okay.
I never did good at it. I can go through. I can teach.
Yeah.
Those who cannot do teach.
See, and those cannot teach do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the doer, but I had to teach all these people. And yeah, just like you said earlier, Jess Mora, who is from Broken Branch Designs. Check her.
Is that how you say her last name?
That's how I always said it.
Okay.
What do you always say?
I do not know.
Oh, okay. It's only 4 letters.
I thought it was more, but.
Well, there's A on the end.
Yeah. The English language eludes me.
Okay. It is weird. But anyways, she's a Broken Branch Design. Her and Kim ran Encounter Quest, which is pretty awesome.
Kim and Jess are amazing.
Yep. One of the best events I've ever seen put together, and this is only their second year ever doing it. And mm-hmm. just both times, knocked it out of the park, home run. But Jess met us there, and she kind of told us where we're doing the foot casting class. She had all the stuff ready for us to go. And then she's like, oh, yeah, and by the way, I think Jeff's coming to sit in on the class. And I was like, yeah? Jeff? Jeff who? Hoping she's not going to say Jeff Meldrum, but she's like, oh, Dr. Jeff Meldrum. I'm like, all right, cool. So one, I've never run a foot casting class. I've literally only casted stuff maybe once,
no,
twice.
A couple times. We played in the house a couple times.
Oh, true. Okay, so twice. That's it. And here I am teaching about 30 people, including Dr. Jeff Meldrum, how to cast a footprint, you find. Turns out he's done it a lot. He's doing it for many years. He even wrote a pamphlet or a booklet on how to do it, which he informed me after, or during my talk, actually. But he did give me a tip that I did not know before, which was kind of in your notes, but I think we both discovered after the fact what it was actually in there for. So in your notes, you had written down, you know, to when you're casting a footprint in the wild, if you find a spot, you can spray the print with cooking spray, you know, vegetable oil, you know, some release agent.
Yeah.
Baking powder.
Hairspray was one.
Hairspray was on there.
Yeah. That's what I had listed was hairspray.
Right. So I had found out the hairspray actually isn't a releasing agent. Ah, and I was like, oh, that's when... So Jess actually brought it up in the class because I had mentioned the baby powder and I mentioned the spray, the cooking spray. And she raised her hand. She's like, isn't hairspray one of them? And I'm like, well, actually in my notes here, yeah, sure, it does say hairspray. So yeah, you can use hairspray. And then immediately Jeff Meldrum's hand goes up. I'm like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
So I was like, yes, sir? What's your name again? Yeah, I didn't say that to him. But... So he's like, actually, he's like, the hairspray, and this is where I learned something, which makes a lot of sense. He's like, so hairspray, if you ever come across a track or a print in the wild, and the material that it's cast in is sandy or crumbly, loose, something that, you know, may not hold. So when you pour your mold, your plaster of Paris into that mold, it may disfigure the mold itself.
Yeah,
might break
really
it down.
Loose, yeah.
So what he's saying is you take the hairspray and you lightly spray it, you know, the whole thing down.
It'll firm it up.
Yep. And you do it in like two or three times, get some layers built up in there. And what that'll do is it holds the mold of the foot or whatever it is that you're casting to keep it solid. So when you pour your stuff in there, you get the exact print that was left behind.
Yeah.
So it made for, I was like, ah, very insightful. Thank you, sir. So everyone there kind of learned something. You can buy Jeff's booklet or a pamphlet on how to.
Keep in mind, he is probably one of the world-renowned experts on cast.
I think he might be the.
There's a couple, I mean, especially for foot morphology and stuff like that, anthropologists.
It doesn't get much higher than Dr. Jeff Meldrum.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was pretty intimidating, but it was pretty laid back.
He's super nice, though.
Oh, he is. I found out he's very, very nice. He was very easy to talk to. And he's once you get him talking, he goes into professor mode, I think, naturally.
Yeah. Well, he's a teacher.
Right, exactly. That's what I mean. He'll start talking and talking, which no problem for me, because I like listening more than talking, if surprising or not, especially going by this episode. But he was telling me all sorts of stuff that was not Bigfoot related. Just, you know, we joke about health and things like that. But talked to Jeff a lot, and cool guy.
Yeah, no, it's super cool. You got that experience with him.
Yeah.
And Jake helped you with that, and I seen the pictures. Everybody looked like they had so much fun.
Yeah.
And then the dinner looked like it was a lot of fun.
Oh, dinner was great. I sat next to Vlad. I don't know if Vlad the magician's listening, but that was fun.
I would probably be, at conferences, I'm known to partake of adult beverage a little bit from start to finish.
There wasn't too much of this going around.
It's because I wasn't there.
That's probably right.
Even though people brought me adult beverages, or brought us adult beverages.
They did, yes.
But they know who it was for.
Right, oh, yeah.
The two of us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, so that was fun, and then the event went really well.
Yep, that was Friday night, so then the next Saturday was the big show day, and Jake and I were pretty nervous going up to introduce our very first guest of the Encounter Quest, which was Lieutenant Commander Alex Dietrich.
Now, that was, and I love everybody that spoke.
Yeah.
I've met them all, except Alex, and this is our first public debut ever.
Yes, that wasn't like on TV, but actually out in the public speaking.
She's been interviewed on TV and stuff, but
only a few times though.
Not very much. She's never
not really a public
people
figure.
Really don't know who she is,
right?
And it's not because she's not important. She's very important. It's because
the
I
other
just don't
co-pilot.
Think she likes that.
And I think the other co-pilot, and she shared a lot of stuff. Kind of.
We'll say who she is. I guess we never even said like what she was.
Oh, she
for.
Was known for. She was the other pilot. In the
Tic Tac.
That saw the Tic Tac, yeah. The witness
Tic-Tac
the Tic Tac. Yep.
Super famous on radar, you know.
Which they were Navy pilots, and she was a Fravor. Is that how you say his last name? Fravor was the one that got most of the attention as far as talking about it. He was the head.
He was on the radio.
He was like her, I think he might have been her higher up.
Yeah.
Like, I think, because at that time, remember, that was back in 2004 when that was seen.
It didn't come out till
2017.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think at least 2017, 2018.
It took, I think, over a decade to be declassified.
Yep. So she wasn't the main pilot on the ship. I think back then she was still kind of training and learning.
Like I think she was the co-pilot.
Yeah, she was co-pilot.
She was the emergency pilot, basically.
Yep.
And his voice was the one on the right, like, talking and everything like that. So that's why, another thing. Is like, he's the one saying, like, it's in front of us, it's beside us, it's behind us, it's under us, and then it just zoomed out.
It's nuts.
From nothing to... And that's why a lot of people don't believe there was organics in it.
Yeah.
And without it being extraterrestrial or super technology or something like that. Because organics can't handle that much G-force instantaneously.
Something supernatural is going on.
That or, like we talked about, the hyper-evolved, upper atmospheric creatures may have something. Like, you never know.
They don't know.
If they're going that fast naturally.
Life finds a way.
Dr.
What's his name? No, he's not a doctor.
Ian Malcolm. No, he is a doctor.
Dr. Ian Malcolm said, yep. Wise words
of something physics.
Doesn't matter. You can be a doctor of anything as long
as
you got the.
He's a book character.
Only for those you know. No.
Oh, okay. Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
Very few people can do a Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I'm not
very
good.
His cadence is odd.
It's very odd cadence, and that's all I got.
So how is the? Oh, and you left out somebody else you got to meet.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing some more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she's decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over the 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Grace loves it. She just gobbles it up. Go check out Badlands Ranch. You can get there at badlandsranch.com/corncrew and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/corncrew today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, yeah, I definitely haven't got to everybody yet.
I know. I just
was... Okay, so we met... Oh, so you're talking speaker-wise?
No, I was just talking about Joe.
Oh, well, yeah, of course, Joe.
Joe listens to the show.
I don't want to say his last... Well, I don't
you can
care.
Say his... Yeah.
Yeah, Joe Stauffer. You can find him on Instagram. I forget his Instagram handle because I don't have Instagram, but I know he's on there and he puts a bunch of awesome videos up.
I'll put it in the description below.
Joe is the one that shot and filmed and edited and put together the whole Encounter Quest... review video.
Yeah, it was great.
It was so awesome. You
it
can
made
find
you
that
look like an all-star. It made you look like a professional.
I didn't even know what he was. He's like, hey, pretend like we're in your house or in your crib. But he says, pretend it's like MTV Cribs. I'm like, oh, it's like,
it just shows how much it matters to have a professional cameraman / like director.
Oh yeah, it does.
Because
I didn't know what was going on.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't know anything, and seeing the after product,
it's
like,
pretty funny.
It's like you were running the thing.
Yeah, exactly. It did feel like that in that video. Yeah. Which, I basically did. No, I didn't at all. No, I didn't do nothing besides introduce people and keep everyone entertained, you know, just by being my cool self.
Existing,
yeah. But Joe showed us some awesome footage, and he did an awesome job being there. Like, he was probably the hidden gem of this whole event. So
I felt bad.
At least on my end, he was.
Joe didn't know what was going on, and he messaged me on Instagram like a week and a half before.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know until like 2 days before that he wanted to come down and hang out.
Gotcha.
Tony put us in a group chat together.
Yeah.
And so I just felt bad because he was lost in the Instagram pile.
Yep.
Which
happens.
I mean, there's a lot.
Especially right now, what's going on with everything.
There's a lot in the Instagram pile right now. Yeah. I will get to everybody eventually.
Just once things calm, settle down a little bit for us.
Yeah, sure. When that'll happen.
I don't know. Maybe 10 years.
Yeah, 20, 30.
I remember when we were doing the casting class, too. I was setting everything up, you know, pouring dirt in little totes, getting everyone's... Before anyone showed up, it was just me, you know, Jake, a couple other people there, Jess. Then this guy shows up. Keep in mind, I never met Joe before. I had no idea who Joe is. You just kind of mentioned, like, yeah, Joe's going to be there for Merkel Media. I'm like, Joe? Like, what's Joe? Yeah. But anyways, as I'm setting up this stuff, this guy just shows up with long beard, hat, sunglasses, just kind of hanging out. Didn't say anything. Didn't say hi. Just standing there. And I was like, hey, must be a guy that's early. I don't know who this is. Then about 15, 20 minutes pass, and I'm like, oh, you're the Joe guy. You're Joe.
Got
okay.
Big camera on your face.
And then we became best friends.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. Talked on the phone with Joe a lot.
Yeah, he's cool.
Joe's really cool.
Really cool. Got some great stuff for Merkel Media coming out in the future. So,
and like I said, the Sasquatch and The Missing Man came out last week.
Yep.
Premiere, like you should, everybody was, if I don't, you know, we're recording this before it comes out,
right? Yeah.
But we've seen it and everything like that,
so awesome.
Hopefully everybody came out to the premiere and stuff. It's
great documentary.
It's crazy that I'm very honored to be a part of it.
Yes, you are. Yep, he makes the special appearance.
It was over a year and a half since the first.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
It was March of last year
when they, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Oh yeah,
holy crap.
So between, like,
time has flown by. Yeah, yeah.
So it's very awesome to be, you know, a part in it. It's, you know, it's very awesome.
Right, yeah.
An honor.
There
and we love, you know, Tony's been great to us. We love Tony.
Oh, yeah. Can't express that enough.
I know Nicole was there. I got to talk to Nicole on the phone.
Yep, Nicole was there. Okay. Well, shoot, I'm trying to.
Okay, I'm going
to. Well, let me go through the speakers first, everyone that was there. So we met Alex and Jeff Meldrum.
Yep.
Me and Jake introduced them. It was nerve-wracking, but once we got through them, everyone else we knew pretty well. Lyle Blackburn was there, awesome speaker. I mean, awesome to hang out with. Ken Gerhard was there. Ohio Night Stalkers.
Yep.
They were there.
Mike and Mike, right?
Mike and Mike, yep. We had fun talking to them. Didn't get to talk to them as much as we would like to, but I really enjoyed talking to those
guys.
Well,
you were emceeing, and they were speakers.
Oh, yeah, speaking. So, and we were in separate rooms the whole time.
So that can be... It can be very difficult.
And then I feel like I'm missing a speaker. One, two.
Ken
and Lyle. Jeff and Alex. Ohio Night Stalkers, that's five. Is that it?
Yeah.
I think that's it, because we were number six, being the MCs.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, every speaker, you know, everyone.
Because they did the encounter share at the end.
And then we did encounter share at the end. Yep, we led that. And Jake, again, killed encounter share. Like, he was running the room.
Well, it helps that he knows all these people. Like, he knows at least of all the speakers. But he knew a lot of them, you know, more on a more personal level.
Yep.
He's had his own encounters. He's, you know, he's been around. He's done these events.
Professional.
That's why when we were talking about doing our event, like, that's who we were going to hire for our MCs.
So right, yep.
It was the perfect. And he's a good close friend. But, yeah. So that, before I forget. So Nicole came and hung out.
Okay, Nicole, Oren and Jenny came to hang out.
Oren and Jenny.
Yep, come to hang out.
They're going
to
be speakers with Shane at Squonkapalooza with us, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay,
I just
sweet.
Seen it.
Very nice.
So that'll be awesome. So we get to see those guys again.
In Johnstown, Pennsylvania in August.
I will not be driving.
Okay.
That'll be you driving that weekend.
That's fine.
Driving Miss Daisy. I'll be Miss Daisy.
What do you mean?
I'm going to be adult beverage heavy.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't get the reference. I don't know Miss Daisy.
I don't know. I just know the name of the movie's Driving Miss Daisy. It's an old movie.
Oh, okay. I don't know it.
I don't know it either.
You got the old movie reference over me.
Yeah, it's weird. Who else came and hung out with you that night?
Okay.
Besides Nelson and Joe, you know.
Right, Nelson and Joe. I'm trying to, again, we're a couple weeks out now.
It's over almost, actually almost a month.
Jason, wait, not Jason.
And
Oh,
good talk.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think of everybody there because we had Friday and Saturday.
You guys hung out every night. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, in there. Yeah. There was a little bit of drinking, just a little bit. So, trying to remember everybody that was there. Michael, obviously,
oh,
author
who sent
Michael,
the bottle of whiskey?
Michael Thompson.
Michael, that was, yeah.
Author Michael Thompson was there, and we seen the star of his book, Winslow Hoffner, made an appearance at Encounter Quest. So, another reason why you have to go to Encounter Quest next year, like stars from out of the woodwork just show up. Like, Winslow Hoffner himself made an appearance, and that was quite amazing. I got a photo of him, I think. But unbeknownst to Winslow Hoffner. But yeah, Michael was there. We had a blast hanging out with Michael, as per usual.
Michael's always so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And NAPAs? Is that how you say their
name?
Okay,
so North American,
Bigfoot and Paranormal Society.
And I remember we talked about wrestling last year, and now their name ain't Mike and Mike.
No, I'm pulling them up.
Okay. Gosh,
no,
dang.
But I seen that he got
so awful with names.
He got the Bigfoot with your hat. I don't even know if you knew that.
No, I didn't until after the fact. He showed me. I started laughing. That was pretty funny. Again, they were in the whole other room too. So the way Encounter Quest was set up, they got the main, or not the main room, but like the lobby right when you walk in. They have like a couple guest speakers and some vendors. That's where we were emceeing. And then down the hallway, they have another vendor room that's set up. It's a lot bigger where they got the other speakers and then all the other vendors. So they were in that other room, and we didn't get a chance to go down there too much unless I was getting the other speaker set up to speak. So I didn't get a chance to walk around and talk and mingle with everybody. But it's kind of hard emceeing. Being our first emceeing experience, I didn't realize I wasn't going to have much time to do that anyway. So, Sherwin was there, obviously. Got to give Sherwin a shout out. Sherwin, I can't say his last. Sherwin, I can't say your last name, yo. Something like that. I think that's how you pronounce it. At least he didn't, you know what? Maybe he hasn't taught us how to say it. That might be the important part. But Sherwin was there. Good time talking to Sherwin. Bought some of his art for the studio.
Would you get me the Kraken?
It starts with a G. It has a long name.
Oh, the Groot Slang.
Groot Slang,
yeah. It's not a long name.
Well, longer than Kraken.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Groot Slang. You spell it. See, long name.
It's G-R-O-O-T. S-L-A-N-G.
You've been faking it this whole time.
No. I don't even know if I spelled it right.
I think
spelled
you did.
Groot in slang.
Yeah, but normally, if I asked you to spell Groot, you'd spell it wrong. If I asked you to spell slang, you'd spell it wrong.
I don't think that's true.
Okay, that's up for debate. Do you want me to show them a screenshot of your notes on the computer?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Yeah, the North American Bigfoot and Paranormal Society... those guys are awesome. They sent us up a bottle of whiskey, which I think I'll be sampling today at some point. I'm trying to... They were just talking to one of them. My brain is so lost. I'm sorry, guys.
It's been a scrambly week.
But I just talked to one of them on Facebook, and now I can't remember if it was David.
But, well, either way, yeah, they sent us that whiskey. It was very pleasant surprise and very nice of them. Anytime anyone sends us stuff, I mean, that's...
Whiskey and moonshine is...
I'm just shocked.
Danny.
Shocked.
Danny.
Okay.
Yeah, Danny was the main... Yeah, Danny got the picture of Bigfoot in your hat and everything like that.
Yeah, he showed me afterwards. It's pretty funny. Wasn't expecting that.
No, so check them out, too.
Yes. North American Bigfoot Paranormal Society.
Their stickers are on the bus.
That's right. They are. They did make the bus.
They did make the bus. Anything else to add? Overall, Encounter Quest is one of our favorite events.
As far as just cryptid event in general, paranormal, all of it, it's got all of it wrapped into one. You can get your alien fix, your Bigfoot fix, your cryptid in general, you know, all that fix. Anything weird fix is all there. And the speakers are, I think, highly touted, big-time A-list speakers both years we've done it.
Yes, both years we've done it.
Yeah, we've been the only ones that have been back both years.
Yeah.
That's like historical.
They didn't ask us to speak again. I blame you.
It's just that's a year away.
Huh?
It's a year away.
No, I mean, I know I talk about we were MCs, not speakers.
Oh, well,
I'm just picking on
you. Yeah, you got to mix up the...
No, I get it.
The lineup.
No, I'm just delighted they invited us again.
Yeah, me too. Let alone to MC the whole thing.
Yeah, because North Carolina is our longest drive so far. I know we're talking about doing some live shows next year.
Yeah.
And it'll be a little farther because we talked about doing one in Florida and one in Oklahoma.
Yeah, North Carolina wasn't that bad, actually. I was
No, it's right at that distance.
What was the one we did in West Virginia? Or was it Pennsylvania?
No, Squonkapalooza?
Okay, that was... No, yeah, maybe that was it. But what was the one we were driving up and over, down through hills?
That's Squonkapalooza.
Okay.
Because Johnstown is like...
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania.
I meant just like getting the drive getting there. Was that where it was?
Yeah.
Up and down mountains, left and right. Okay, that was awful. Okay. The drive.
No, that was, no, you're thinking of Southwest Virginia.
That's right. That's
Southwest Virginia, Bigfoot and Friends.
Yeah.
That was the one where the last, we're an hour and a half away.
We had to go through Dogman Road.
Yeah, that was that one too.
Yeah.
No, that was in Counter Quest last year.
That was in Counter Quest. Okay, because the road was closed.
Yeah. No, you're talking the one where we had to go over the mountain, and it was like literally on the mountain.
Yeah,
was Southwest Virginia Bigfoot and Friends.
Yeah,
and that was like 35 miles left, and it was an hour and a half drive. And I'm like, how does that make any sense? Coming from the flatlands, I'm like, we'll be there in 15 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you start, oh, we're going over this mountain.
Yeah, it sucked.
It was scary. It was a little scary.
What events do we have coming up next?
Monster Fest in June is next. Bigfoot and Banjos in June, which look at the Facebook or Instagram for information on that. Monster Fest in June, which is the end of June. Emily's not in the room, so normally she shouts the dates.
Yeah, she's got this on tap. I guess if you go to our Facebook page, Crypts of the Corn.
The website, too. The website has all the events.
CryptsOfTheCorn.com.
And then there's our Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival.
Which is going to be huge this year.
We are speakers. We are so honored to be speakers. It is the biggest cryptid anything festival in the U.S. now.
Bigger than the one in Oregon?
Bigger, yes.
No way.
Yeah. Well, they hit 45,000 people last year, which tied the biggest Mothman in the one in Oregon's ever been. And this year, they're already, everything's booked.
Dang. I was looking at, and we're speaking.
Yeah.
So professionals
they estimate between 70 and 75,000 people are coming to this one.
Cool.
I know tickets are going fast, and it's already, it's still months and months out, but tickets are going fast. So if you want to hang out with us for speaking directly, get your tickets soonish. B Mills runs that one. The next one we're speaking in is right the weekend after that. So those are both the first and second week in August, which is Skunkapalooza, which Cryptid Comforts and Cryptidology put that on. It's great. Skunkapalooza is awesome too. And that's in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Look at our Facebook for all the Facebook or website or Insta for all those.
I just realized I'm going to be traveling so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come August.
Yeah.
I'm going to be from Minnesota to Hocking Hills to Pennsylvania.
And you can't be late again.
Huh?
Hocking Hills last year.
No, I know.
Really late.
I had to miss the first day, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were planning on being there in the morning of the first day.
Yeah, but...
And you didn't get there till the morning of the second day.
Well, when you're driving from half the country away...
Minnesota's not half the country away.
Basically.
But no, come to these events. Come hang out. We love seeing you guys. Check out the Facebook or just let us know. If you're coming to an event, let us know you're coming. Because a lot of times we do hangouts afterwards, like Encounter Quest. And, I can't think of an event we do that we don't hang out afterwards.
Right,
And everybody's welcome to come hang out. We just normally pick a location and go do something. Whether it's a bar or a restaurant or just, out at a campfire.
Campfire, have a little powwow, sitting around the fire, telling stories, having fun.
Well, I have been the great and powerful mystery.
And I've been JClone41.
We'll catch you next week, guys. Bye! Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.